present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week from Bath. In 1942, Bath was targeted by Nazi bombers, hoping to dent Britain's resolve. The German attacks were known as the Baedeker Raids, as the targets were inspired by the popular German travel guide, which highlighted only the most historic and cultural areas in England. Residents of Weston-super-Mare said they never felt so safe. The nation's favourite children's modelling clay, plasticine, was invented in Bath in 1899 by sculptor William Harbutt. At Harbutt's funeral in 1921, as a mark of respect, his remains were shoved up a toddler's nose. Entrepreneur James Dyson created the bagless vacuum cleaner at his former home in Bathford. The bagless vacuum soon led to a fall in sales of traditional machines, while the revolutionary Dyson ball cleaner led to a sharp increase in admissions to A&E. Let's meet the teams. They are on my right, Tony Hawks and Pippa Evans. On my left, Marcus Bridgestock and Rory Bremner. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. We start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words abrupt and curt. Well, abrupt refers to something sudden and unexpected, usually with negative overtones, whereas curt is what a Geordie wears in the winter. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rory, you can start.
Percussion. How Scottish upholsterers get paid.
Tony.
PPE, accident during exercise class.
Pippa.
Trainee, a bit like a train.
Marcus.
Stylus, homeless pig.
Indite, Birmingham food that's still okay to eat.
Aspiration, breathing through your bum.
Omelette, tiny Buddhist.
Papist, make a purchase while drunk.
Tidings, church bells in Bangkok.
Taboole, forbidden love.
Untenable, really, really bad incontinence.
Condescending, prisoner in a lift.
Shattering, a circular skid mark.
Okay, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pick Up Song. In this round, Sven will spin the discs and each of you teams will sing along to your records until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a stomach-churning parade of rampant, unchecked capitalism. What do points mean?
Yes.
And this week's prize is an original artwork by Bristol's latest graffiti artist, whose personal struggle with weight gain is reflected in his work, Spanksy. So we'll have a duet, I think. Could you, Pippa and Marcus, I'd like you to accompany Sarah Brightman and Michael Crawford as Christine and the Phantom singing The Phantom of the Opera.
Speaks my name, and do I dream again? For now I find the Phantom of the Opera is here inside my mind.
Sing, my little angel of music. Jessica. I've had a bit of trouble. There she goes, the angel of music. Look at her singing.
Thank you, thank you. Pippa and Marcus brought the house down and most of the stray dogs have barfed to the theatre. Well, it seems they're going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Yes. This game is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotions without words. I recently took part in a week-long workshop at the International School of Mime in Paris. My wife described it as a waste of time and money. I couldn't possibly comment. So in our version of the game entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So Marcus and Rory, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
So off you go, please, Marcus and Rory.
Now, this is four words, and it's a song. Here we go.
Good heavens, do you see what I see up there?
What?
Up there, standing on the very topmost roof of that well-known hotel in London's Piccadilly.
Oh, yes, look at that. What is it? Is it Dobby the House Elf?
No, I think it's that monstrous bastard from Moscow.
So it is.
Could it be Putin on the Ritz?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Putin on the Ritz.
Okay, thank you. So a title for Pippa and Tony. Now on the laser display board, and here once again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Frozen 2. Frozen 2.
Well, this is a film.
It's a film.
Film. How many words, Pip?
Two words.
Two words. And it goes like this. I'm bloody cold.
So am I.
Big chill.
Good effort.
Frozen 2?
Yes.
Too quick. Very good. It's now time for a round called Own Brand Condoms. With the cost of living crisis in full swing, many high street retailers have decided to manufacture and market their own condoms, but without changing their usual advertising straplines. So, teams, I'd like you please to provide examples of some of these famous own brand condoms together with the accompanying advertising slogans. So, Pippa, you can start.
Greg's condoms. Always fresh, always tasty.
Marcus.
Shredded wheat condoms. Bet you can't eat three.
Rory.
Pringles condoms. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Tony.
Radio Times condoms. If it's on, it's in.
Dyson condoms. Say goodbye to the bag.
TV Times condoms. I never knew it had so much in it.
Alpro soy condoms. This is not milk.
Pepper Army condoms. It's a bit of an animal.
Burger King condoms. It takes two hands to hold a Whopper.
Odeon Cinema condoms. Coming soon.
Bisto condoms.
Lottery condoms. You gotta be in it to win it.
Del Monte condoms. The man from Del Monte says, yes, 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 yes!
Aerial condoms. There's another load off your mind.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. At first, I notice our postman genuflecting in pain under the unbearable encumbrance of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. And she writes, Dear Rick Stein, on a visit to your famous fish and chip shop, I asked if my cod could be sustainably sourced and was told I could have tomato or HP like everyone else. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. On with the game, teams, and since we're in the fine Georgian city of Bath, where better than to play a round of Mornington Royal Crescent? Yes, yes. So in this version of the game, the path between moves must be in the shape of a crescent or curve. A straight line travel is not allowed, and nor are non-parabolic curves, such as hyperbola, strophoid or serpentine curves. I can see the teams are eager to get stuck into this one. So, Tony, you can start us off, please.
Well, if it's Royal Crescent, it would be absolutely right to start with King's Cross.
OK.
Well, then Royal Oak.
Royal Oak, yes. Ooh. Yes, very nice.
OK, then I would probably, to keep with the no straight lines, go to South Kensington.
No, at a serpentine curve. Sorry. have another go, Pippa.
Okay, sorry.
It's close.
Sorry. I'd probably go to Richmond then.
Not really. No, it's a trident curve. You can't. I'm afraid I can't let you have a third go on this round. But better luck next time, eh? Rory.
Queen's Park.
Queen's Park.
He can't do that, Jack, can he?
Yes, he's quite right. That's a fractal curve. It's permitted.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. That was okay.
Oh, okay.
You probably thought that was non-parabolic,
did
you, Tony?
I did.
What a basic mistake.
You know, I feel like such a...
Sorry, mate, but honestly...
I feel like such a fool. Yeah. Regent Street.
Regent Street, yeah, okay.
Regent Street.
Okay. Well, then Leicester Square.
Very nicely done, yeah. That's, okay. What we would call a folium curve, in actual fact. Perfectly right. Leicester Square.
Okay, well,
they knew.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So Leicester Square, I should probably, if I'm thinking about it, if I imagine a protractor going round, we could go to Charing Cross.
Oh, I'm afraid not. That would be a radial curve, which is one of the...
Well, you didn't say radial curve earlier.
Ones. Well, I was kind of hoping you'd already know.
Okay, well, OK, Green Park.
No, bell curve. Bell curve. So, yeah, it's not your day, is it? Rory.
Hoban.
Nice.
Hoban, then Belsize Park.
Ah.
Why is that allowed?
Yeah, but it's good.
Because it's that's a slinky spiral.
Yeah. I'll tee one up for you, Pippa.
Thank
all
you.
Right? Lambeth North.
OK. Yeah, thank you. OK, Lambeth North. Covent Garden.
You can't have the cruciform curve. Not following Hyde Park. Come on, Pippa.
This is workplace bullying, Jack.
It's not. Just sticking to the rules.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Canada Water.
Canada Water, classical modular curve. Yeah. Not allowed. Rory.
Earl's Court.
Mornington Crescent. Oh.
Of course, Tony should have said Mornington Royal Crescent, which means he doesn't win and it goes to Pippa instead. Yeah. Well deserved, Pippa. Well
Thank
deserved.
Thank you.
OK, well, this round is all about reviews. Shoppers today increasingly rely on reviews from consumer magazines before buying anything or going anywhere. And that presumably explains Nicola Sturgeon's recent subscription to Which Prison magazine. In this round, I shall present the teams with a selection of genuine internet reviews, and their job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring. So, start with you, Rory. What is being reviewed here? I got this for myself, but my cat absolutely loves it.
Cat food.
It's actually a review of a scalp scratcher from Amazon. Marcus, how about this? What's this a review of? Outrageously expensive. When I last went 65 years ago, it cost £1.
Wales?
In fact, it was a review of the Roman baths in TripAdvisor. You know. Yeah. Pippa, what's this a review of? Doesn't flap about as much as the previous ones I've had.
Wingless pigeon.
It's a floppy fish cat toy from Cat Toys for Indoor Cats. Tony, how about this? Not great, leaving stains.
Day trip to stains.
It was actually a review of Duck Liquid Toilet Cleaner, deep action gel, yeah. Rory, what's this a review of? Great at first, but then completely stopped working after 5 months.
Harry and Meghan.
How dare you, Rory?
It's actually a review of a nose hair trimmer on Amazon. Marcus, what about this one? If it was up to me, I'd just remove the cross and have these all year.
Easter.
Strange enough, you're quite close. It was Sainsbury's fruity hot cross buns.
Oh.
Yeah. Pippa, what's this a review of? Sometimes she humps it first before curling up. Totally normal, just establishing she is the dominant one.
Richard Madeley.
It's a review of a snuggle puppy stuffed toy for dogs. Oh. It's a pet calming aid. Tony, what's this a review for? The misspelling on the box is a little off-putting after the price I paid for it.
Scabble.
It's actually a review of a telescope. And finally, Rory, what's this a review of? Brilliant. My wife and I had the whole lot stripped in minutes.
The Parachute Regiment.
It's actually a wallpaper stripper. Well, the next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. And in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Yes. Colin tells us he's just finished touring with the Four Tops. Yes, and yet only two pairs of pants. I see you found the Red Cross shop. OK, you can go first, Marcus and Rory. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Well, interestingly, what you call a star is as likely to be a partially collapsed sun in a completely different galaxy, a really long way away. Oh, you've gone to sleep.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
Now all you need's a bicycle pump.
I'm getting married in the morning. Of course you are, Mr. Murdoch. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand.
I think one of the main issues at the moment is the nut butters, you know, leading of NFU and all that. This is the whole problem we got with the farming is totally misunderstood. Nut bastard Clarkson haven't done any good for it either.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there?
Yeah, I'll give it 5 minutes if I were you.
Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be all right.
That was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Conservative Party.
Oh, yeah, we're jamming. I wanna jam it with you. Jammin', 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 jammin'. I hope you like jammin' too.
Yeah, I'm from Devon, mate, so it's creamin' first and then jammin'.
Thank you. Okay, it's your turn now, Pippa and Tony. Can we have your first line medley?
Repetition. She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, the one I care for through the rough and ready years. She, I'll take the laughter and her tears, I'll make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is...
You can't remember her name, can you?
I guess that now it's time for me to give up.
But Mr. Biden, you're only 104.
We don't need no education.
Hello, children. This morning we'll be doing double negatives. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
No, Grandad, it's just the heating's come on.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Yes, well, if you just back the car off the roundabout now.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't ever gonna keep me down.
How do you like it as a lollipop lady?
When I look back upon my life, it's always with a sense of shame.
Oh, I think 49 days as Prime Minister was very good, Liz.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round called Coffee Drinker's Songbook. Incidentally, Sven is a renowned coffee lover and enjoys a number of blends. He says he particularly loves the sensory pleasure of grinding on the breakfast counter with a strong Costa Rican. Now just a few mouthfuls of extra dark Colombian can keep him up all night. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of songs likely to appeal to coffee lovers. So, Tony, you can start.
They tried to make me go for decaf, and I said no, no, no.
Pippa.
We don't need a cafe Nero.
Rory.
I'm sipping on the mock of the bay.
Marcus.
Heathcliff, it's me, I'm caffeine, I've come home and now.
Arabica Rigby.
You can go your own way. Don't worry, be frappy.
Don't you wish your coffee was hot like me?
Hello, darkness, my gold blend.
The longy and winding road.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the hallowed turf of time is cancelled on the social media of mortality and the traditional Wiltshire gammon of grandiosity pops out to get his pink corduroys dry cleaned, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Bath, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans, Rory Bremner, and Marcus Brigstock have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.